Tara Giles, Schoolcraft Memorial Hospital. It's been forever, young lady, since we spoke.
It's so good to talk to you again.
Well, I'm calling for, well, the main reason is because you've been given a big leadership role at the Superior Health Foundation, which, of course, covers the whole UP. We have some news at the hospital in Manistique as well. But talk about your leadership role, being president of the board. How do you feel about this announcement?
It's a huge honor. I mean, I've served on the board a few years now, and I've been able to witness the impact and hear from the individuals and the organizations that receive our grants and hear how those dollars are being used in their communities to make a difference. And it's so rewarding. And the team, the board of directors, all the staff at Superior Health Foundation, they're just incredible. And it's just been a joy to kind of get to know new people across the UP and form these connections, and I really feel like we're making a difference.
Well, Manistique's getting a little bit of love here because, I mean, David John, you know, he was forever at Schoolcraft Memorial. He's been involved with the foundation, so Schoolcraft County not being forgotten.
I know. We're on the map. It's an amazing county, and us, along with other smaller counties, I really want to advocate that other counties really start stepping up to apply for some of these grants. You know, we see a lot of grants coming out of the Marquette County area, and we think that's fantastic. We know that our message and our brand is there, but the Superior Health Foundation services everyone across the UP, so we really want to encourage nonprofits across the UP to get on our website, learn about our opportunities, and apply. We have the funds, and we just want to get the funds into the hands of organizations that need it and can really make an impact in their community.
That's something Jim LaJoy has always told me and wanted to stress when I would do a story about the grant cycles, is that a lot of people just kind of felt maybe the name Superior, I don't know, is that it was a Marquette County thing. And he said, no, it's the whole UP, all 15 counties.
Yeah, it's definitely a misconception. And I can tell you, like, I met Jim in the nonprofit world and started off applying for grants for the hospital I worked at, and I found it was a very easy process. It's not as intimidating as someone might think. The staff there is great. They're there to answer questions, hold your hand through the process, and we've seen a lot of great ideas happen. And then one of my favorite things is when it gets duplicated in a different county because someone's done such a great job. We don't want to reinvent the wheel. We want to connect people who have done similar things and help other communities replicate the success. So that's definitely one of my goals in the next couple of years, is to see more applications coming from across the UP and seeing successful ideas being implemented in other areas as well.
And before I let you go, I'm going to put your other hat on. And
at oh, sure.
The Schoolcraft Memorial, you mentioned to me that there's some equipment coming.
Oh, yeah, we are growing. We're busting at the seams. You know, we just added this $12.8 million addition, and we're growing. So our medical imaging department is getting some really great equipment. We've already received the first installment, a portable X-ray machine that is awesome. We could bring that into the ER, into patient rooms. It helps with patients who have mobility issues. We can take incredible images with AI technology, the first of its kind in the UP, I think maybe even in Michigan. So we're really excited about the new equipment. This week we're getting a whole new facelift in our X-ray room. New equipment is being installed and delivered, and then the phase three of the new equipment will be new fluoroscopy equipment. So very excited about the new additions, and we're excited about the new building and everyone just being together on one campus in Manistique. It's really made a huge difference for our culture and our people.
Well, Sarah, I think we'll get together down the road here, not too far from now, and do a longer, I came over for the tour, and it was great walking through there and meeting people, and your new CEO at the time, he was new, right?
So yeah.
You'll
He's
have
a year
to show
in
me around.
Yeah, I'd love to show you around. I mean, the leadership, we have a new CEO, new CFO, great leadership at the hospital, and Yeah, I'm going to use this opportunity. We're hiring. We're looking for nurses. So if you're looking for an opportunity to join a great healthcare organization, I hope you think of us.